Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second, the third baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards left. Stargell fields it and throws to Alley, who relays to second to catch Hiller for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott, who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Stargell scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Clendenon. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisk strikes out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan has Clemente trapped. There's the throw to Stevenson and over to Hiller, who tags Clemente for the out. Stargell moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Pirates. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0-2 in the game. Sisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson scores. McMillan moves to third. Boyer moves to second. It's 8-2, Pirates. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Bresud now playing third base. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Alou steals second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. It's 9-2, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Al Luplow. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing left field. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Clendenin. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressoud fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Willie Stargell now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for John Stevenson. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.